pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
Today I have useful tips for beginner campers. I'm hoping that these tips will just make your first few camping trips a little bit easier and a little less intimidating.
0.
Plan ahead. So plan where you're going to camp, how you're going to get there, and whether or not you need reservations. So a lot of campgrounds require reservations. Sometimes we're talking 6 months to a year in advance. So you really want to be thinking ahead to where you want to camp, checking out if that area requires a permit, and then making sure that you have a permit beforehand.
1.
Plan out the meals that you're going to make and eat while you're camping. If you're going for an extended period of time, I like to actually write it down, breakfast, lunch, dinner, every single day, write out what I'm planning to make so that I can make sure I pack enough food and just have everything organized and in the cooler.
2.
You know your surrounding area. So really just have a general idea of where the closest town is, where the closest gas station is, where the closest grocery store is, and where the closest emergency center is. Just have a general idea in the back of your head of where you would go if you need any of those things.
3.
Share your itinerary with someone back at home. So tell them where you're going, how long you're going to be out, when you're expected to be back, and then let them know when you arrive home. This one is very simple, quick to do, and it's just a good habit to get into.
4.
It's always a good idea to have a map, a topographic map, and a compass, maybe even a road atlas for the area or the state that you're in. And then, of course, download any digital maps and print off your driving directions so that if you lose service, you still have a way to navigate.
5.
Everything has a home. And really staying organized with your food, with your clothing, with all your gear, and trying to put things back in the same place all the time will ensure that you always know where to find it.
6.
plan for the unexpected. Pack extra food, pack extra water, really thinking ahead to like those just in case items and like the oh crap moments when you maybe have to stay out longer than you expected.
7.
Be mindful of other campers around you. So if you're going to a designated campground, there's going to be a lot of different sites and a lot of people there. Just be mindful of your group's noise level and making sure that pets and kids aren't like running around through other people's campsites.
8.
Pack those luxury items, those extra items that will really make you feel more comfortable or more at ease. This could be things like a pillow. That's one of the ones that I bring. It could be some games, stuff like that, that will really just make things more comfortable and more fun.
9.
Try to disconnect from social media, from your to-do list, and just the stress of daily life. I typically read my book for hours with a hot cup of coffee in the sunshine. It just feels amazing. 10. Today I have useful tips for beginner campers. I'm hoping that these tips will just make your first few camping trips a little bit easier and a little less intimidating.
0.
Plan ahead. So plan where you're going to camp, how you're going to get there, and whether or not you need reservations. So a lot of campgrounds require reservations. Sometimes we're talking 6 months to a year in advance. So you really want to be thinking ahead to where you want to camp, checking out if that area requires a permit, and then making sure that you have a permit beforehand.
1.
Plan out the meals that you're going to make and eat while you're camping. If you're going for an extended period of time, I like to actually write it down, breakfast, lunch, dinner, every single day, write out what I'm planning to make so that I can make sure I pack enough food and just have everything organized and in the cooler.
2.
You know your surrounding area. So really just have a general idea of where the closest town is, where the closest gas station is, where the closest grocery store is, and where the closest emergency center is. Just have a general idea in the back of your head of where you would go if you need any of those things.
3.
Share your itinerary with someone back at home. So tell them where you're going, how long you're going to be out, when you're expected to be back, and then let them know when you arrive home. This one is very simple, quick to do, and it's just a good habit to get into.
4.
It's always a good idea to have a map, a topographic map, and a compass, maybe even a road atlas for the area or the state that you're in. And then, of course, download any digital maps and print off your driving directions so that if you lose service, you still have a way to navigate.
5.
Everything has a home. And really staying organized with your food, with your clothing, with all your gear, and trying to put things back in the same place all the time will ensure that you always know where to find it.
6.
plan for the unexpected. Pack extra food, pack extra water, really thinking ahead to like those just in case items and like the oh crap moments when you maybe have to stay out longer than you expected.
7.
Be mindful of other campers around you. So if you're going to a designated campground, there's going to be a lot of different sites and a lot of people there. Just be mindful of your group's noise level and making sure that pets and kids aren't like running around through other people's campsites.
8.
Pack those luxury items, those extra items that will really make you feel more comfortable or more at ease. This could be things like a pillow. That's one of the ones that I bring. It could be some games, stuff like that, that will really just make things more comfortable and more fun.
9.
Try to disconnect from social media, from your to-do list, and just the stress of daily life. I typically read my book for hours with a hot cup of coffee in the sunshine. It just feels amazing.